Hi. You look stressed, stranger. That's what I'm here for. Can I get something for you, honey? That's it? Stay put. I'll bring you some cider and get you a menu. Here. Get the steak. It's got really good gravy and it's cheap. Want a discount? My boss doesn't keep track of this stuff. And I know your bone structure. You're from the outskirts, right? My dad's originally from that area. I know how chaotic things are there right now. First, the orc dispute. And now I've got to deal with the sun boar population growing. I bet that's all you've been eating, huh? Tell you what, I appreciate your work protecting the city. Living on the outskirts, you've got the worst of it. I'll hook you up with a free meal and a free room. One opened up. It's a long story, but clean. Just changed the bath water. Throw in a few hot stones and you've got a relaxing evening. I don't mind at all, honey bun. But this isn't really allowed, so keep it hush, alright? Good. I'll be back with your meal. No, sir. I'm afraid that's not for sale. Nothing's evil. I don't need to sit in my hands. Here you are. People are getting rowdy. I live upstairs now, room 12. So come knocking if you need anything. I'm off now. Whoa. You're misunderstanding. I sound flirty by nature, it seems. Maybe that's why they hired me. No, I've got supplies for you up there, nothing else. If you're... Oh, alright, I can do that. Used to fix up my siblings all the time. Come on up once you finish eating, and I'll patch you up. Enjoy. Oh, good. Come on in. You look surprised. I don't wear that uniform because I like it, believe me. I'd dress in linen clothes all day if I could, but I don't think any men would appreciate being served meals by a woman wearing a sack. I tell the boss every day in my mind, you know. If our food was decent, our waitresses wouldn't need to dress like this to bring in money. Every day in my mind, never out loud, never had the guts. Come on, sit down. Where was it? Okay. Shirt off. Why am I not surprised? You outskirt boys. Never fixing up your wounds or taking care of yourself. Don't you know when a wound starts to look like that, it's getting bad? The skin around it isn't supposed to be that color. Here, honey. Yeah, it'll hurt. Not as much as it will if I don't treat it, though. Where is this from? Oh, I know. This won't take long. Bear with it. There. Oh, I see. You should have cleaned it right away. You never know where those horns have been. They use them to dig, too, you know? Sun bore? Dig up dirt and eat the roots. Oh, my dad taught me all about them. They aren't a new problem. Okay, much cleaner. I've got some lanolin for this patch right here. We'll take a moment to warm up. It's just a little rough. Your clothes probably rub right here. Do you have any gold on you? None at all. So you really did come expecting handouts. I'm teasing you. I know you were just asking for water. It doesn't get you far with the state you're in, though. But why are you this deep in the city anyway? Ah, good on you. Still visiting family. It's definitely good to keep in touch. All right, nice and warm. Here. Better? I know it's sticky. Feels weird, but it'll help the rash. And you won't get these rough, painful ones if you make sure your clothes are thick enough under. The leather and metal rubs right through. You don't want that stuff sitting on your skin. But right now, I need to treat the damage. Can I look through your bag? I won't judge anything I find, don't worry. I know how men are. Oh. Men think women have no idea what y'all keep in there, huh? You'd be surprised what we keep in ours. Let me see. Okay. I like this pen ink. I'll trade it for the lanolin. Deal? Here you go. Put it on each time you finish bathing, or if it feels dry again. You can use it for a lot of other stuff, too. And start wearing heavier underclothes. Alright? Good. Get on your way. Go to your room and get some rest. If your family lives near here, I can hook you up with a room each time you come. We'll be seeing a lot of each other.